to him, and obviously we couldn't, and that was the difference in the game.
So they tied up at the – that was at the 2:14 mark. Again, Ranky is fifth. Reed Sterles and Jake Jackson get the assists. Saucier ends up getting the tying goal on a bit of a fluke at the 7:19 mark.
And is able to get it up the center ice now. Saucier across the line will shoot it in, and he scores! Saucier just shot it in, and it handcuffed Redmond and just trickled over the line. Angus not happy with himself on that one. We have a tie game, 1-1.
1-1 the score, and I thought maybe it had gone off of Burks was right up, had a pretty good gap on the guy coming down.
Well, he did, but he should have stepped up sooner, and I talked to Dane about that. I mean, that player was isolated. Now, he shot the puck from the blue line. You know, a wrist shot. It wasn't a slap shot. He just threw it at the net. And, you know, but still, even so, we've got to play tighter gaps, and especially when we get a defending player isolated or an opposition player, you know, isolated like that. You don't want to even give him that shot, unfortunately. But, and, you know, it's
so I thought, during the game, I thought maybe that had ricocheted off because it looked like it was knuckling in a little bit, but I talked to Burks. He said it did not hit him at all.
No, it didn't hit him. It was a straight shot, and Angus went to glove it, and he couldn't catch it, and it caught him either on the cuff and redirected far side on him. It was just a weird goal,
strangely.
It's probably the weirdest goal we've seen this year. So unfortunately, it went against us.
We outshoot the Beavers 13-5 in the first period. It's tied 1-1. We go into the second. Huskies get their second lead of the game on Cliff Watson's one-timer.
That's why the Huskies had possession so much of that first period. Neville will try to win this draw back again. He does. Ranky shot, scores! Watson, a one-timer on the pass from Ranky, and it'll be Watson from Ranky and Neville right off of the face-off. And how important are those draws?
And you can't draw it up any better than that off
no,
the
you face-off. Can't. That's one of the face-off plays that we work on weekly in practice and is executed well. You need to win the face-off. The pass from Mitch Ranky has to be a good one to Cliff, put it right in his wheelhouse, and Cliff just let it go. And Jake Jackson went to the net, caused, a little bit of a screen. I don't think Bitzer saw it all the way, and Cliff got the shot on goal. And it goes to show you, you can shoot from anywhere, and things have a chance of going, especially if you have a screen like we did at front of the net there. So, but again, another big goal. I thought at this point we were really dominating the game, possession time, playing in their zone, creating some good opportunities. We just couldn't get that all-important next goal. The way you look at it, it seems like the first team to three wins, Dirk. Mm-hmm. Looking at their stats, looking at our stats, just looking at stats around the league, it seems like that team that gets three goals or the first team to three usually wins a hockey game. And if we could have got that next goal, I thought we would have been in real good shape. But I like their team. After two periods, what are the shots? 27-14?
Yes, I believe so.
You know, that's the saves, 27-4 shots on goal, 27-14. You know, we're dominating faceoffs.
We're limiting
the scoring opportunities. We're doing everything you need to do on the road to have success. And I felt good about our team going in the third period.
So we go into the third period, and they get one at the 3:45 mark. Mike Saucier, his second goal of the game.
Beavers trying to tie it up right here, and it goes back to the line. Heller holds it in. Loose puck there. They score. Michigan Tech just could not get it outside of the zone. And Saucier might have gotten that one, too, and that it will be his second of the game.
So I know you talked about that goal already, Coach, but what exactly did happen there on that second Saucier goal?
Well, on both the second and third goal, we actually have possession at some point in our zone in the puck. On the second goal, we tried to flip it out, and we don't get it high enough. One of our players tries to flip it out, goes to their point. We try and block the shot, but we don't do a very good job, you know, and we have two defensemen in front, but they're playing on fronting their player. Their player's behind us, and we actually tip it to him, you know, he's all by himself, just puts it in. Tough break, you know, a tough bounce. Next goal, you know, we have the puck again. We try to get it around the boards, and we can't get there. You know, the boards, the end boards are real fast there, so you've got to have a little bit of a touch, a little bit of a feel on the puck, but you got to take care of it. You just can't throw it somewhere and pass. What I always say is pass your problem along. You got to deal with your problem. You know, just don't pass it to somebody else and say, here, okay, now it's your turn. Have fun. And I thought we did a little bit of that on the second and third goal, and we couldn't get there. And, you know, they get it to their slot guy, and he just takes a quick shot. Again, we're in position to block it, but we don't get right down, and it sort of hits our foot. and changes directs and takes a weird bounce and actually goes into the blocker side of Angus and into the net.
Bemidji, Minnesota, the Huskies inside of their own zone. Again, the Beavers putting pressure on. Muck will send it down low. They get it back to the high slot. Here's a shot. Scores! Fitzgerald from the high slot gives the Beavers their first lead of the game.
Yeah, it didn't look like much happening there, but you're right. It was redirected in front of...
Yeah, off one of our players who was trying to get out to block the shot. And, you know, we've got to get back to that because as we went through the tape on Friday, the game on Friday, they had a number of shots that were going out to them, but we're not lining up with a stick and we're not making ourselves big. We're making ourselves small, and we don't want to pay that price to block those shots. So we'll be bringing out the rubber pucks at some point this week or next week and working on a shot blocking. Just a little thing. It's one of those little things you have to do and, you know, manage the puck in our zone. And make sure we, you know, block some shots. But, you know, we go from, you know, having a one-goal lead to, you know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes in the period. Now we're down a goal. And that's not how you want to start the third period.
So we go, we're down a goal the rest of the period until they score the empty netter.
Right.
Do we have as many good opportunities towards the end there as you thought we would have, Coach?
No. Yeah, I thought once they got up, you know, then they lock it down. They keep everybody back. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, we might have had one or two opportunities at that point, but not as many as we had in the first two periods. So, you know, they're a good team when they lock it down, and we just couldn't penetrate. You know, there wasn't a lot of time and space in the game. They do a good job. They're right on you. They play man-on-man, and they stick with you hard. Like, you know, they've got a stick on you or they're grabbing you. It can be tough, frustrating hockey to play, but you've got to be patient and continue to work and take advantage of your breaks. That was the difference in the whole series. They took advantage of our breakdowns and their opportunities. We could not do that with ours. And really, that's what it boiled down to. There's not much difference in the teams. Not much difference in the teams. There's a reason why they've won so many games and are in first place like they are, but... I thought we put a you know, valiant effort in, you know, I would say two periods in 5-6 minutes. But once we got behind, it just seems like it really ignited their team and took the wind out of our sails. We only gave up 5 shots in the third period, and they get 3 goals off it, counting the empty net. So Angus gets 2 saves. They get, you know, had 2 saves in the period. Someone would have told me, going into, you get a 1-goal lead, your goalie's only going to have 2 saves in the period, or you're only going to give up 5 shots. Would you take that? I said, absolutely, I'll take that any day of the week. But, you know, like I said, they were opportunistic. They got the bounces. We didn't.
Mike Neville, Jake Lucchini were good on faceoffs on Friday night. Jerry Fitzgerald was good for them. He was 14-5, but we won the faceoff battle 40-32. Most of that, I know, was done in the first two periods of play, but still.
Well, it was. And, you know, anytime you go on the road and you're trying to play a puck possession game and you want the puck and, you know, you can win the faceoffs, you're in good shape. And, you know, the next night we even do a better job, Derek. We'll talk about it. But, or excuse me, we didn't do as good a job. And they had the puck possession more. And I think that's why you see the shots are maybe not quite as lopsided, but they did a much better job. And then, you know what, in the second night they played harder. We had them Friday night. We dominated them. They didn't have much jump. We took it out of them, and we had a great opportunity. And that's so disappointed and so frustrating because that was the game we needed. I knew Friday night would be the game because if you gave them any life, if they found any way to, you know, get back in that game, you know, it was going to roll into Saturday. And they played much harder on Saturday than they did on Friday. And it's too bad because, you know, we had a great opportunity there and we just let it get away.
All right, we'll talk about Saturday night's game in Bemidji when we return to the Mel Pearson Show. You get your questions in. It's DJ@themix93.com. And the Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-99.